Join us Sunday nights for What's New on WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. Here's a preview of this week's show.
Light!
About 3 years ago, I came up with the name of Ear Taxi Festival, and at that moment, I had this image in my head of the face of a composer, and perhaps you can imagine in your mind's eye the bust of Beethoven, you know, that famous bust we have of this composer's head, but imagine just any composer, not necessarily Beethoven, and out of their ears, out of each ear is coming a line of taxis, like chup, each taxi like popping out of the ears going in both directions. And if you come to Ear Taxi Festival, you're going to have the mind of a composer or many composers taking you on little taxi rides. You can just come for an evening and you'll be taken on 8 or 9 little taxi rides of original, brand new creative work that was made in the city of Chicago in the past year. This is in some ways different from going to a standard classical concert, which we all love to do, where you might, for instance, sit for an hour and hear one piece, or a 50-minute piece, or a 70-minute piece. Ear Taxi is moving faster and more kaleidoscopically and taking you, hopefully, on lots of little joy rides that are compelling, fun, engaging, diverse, and, you know, really inspiring. My vision from the very, very first thought I had about Ear Taxi Festival walking through Millennium Park many, many years ago was that I'd like to do the festival in downtown Chicago and to have all of the activities of the festival right there. Because I think when you move people around from venue to venue to venue, you lose your audience. So the concept of the festival is to have it at Harris Theater. And by the way, Harris Theater has been an immense partner to Ear Taxi Festival. And then right across the street at the Cultural Center. And 98% of the activities of Ear Taxi Festival take place right there in that block of downtown Chicago, where there's plenty of parking, restaurants, cafes, beautiful walking spaces, parks, and whatnot. Another central concept of the festival is that no concerts would overlap, so that one human being could go to everything. And I'm actually going to go to everything because I didn't want to have groups competing against each other, rather to use all of the energy of all of these ensembles and composers to make a powerful synergy. So if you come to a concert downtown at Harris Theater, you're going to hear one group, and then they'll go off stage, and then another group will come on, and maybe you'll have heard two world premieres, and then a composer will come on and talk about their piece, and then another group will come on and play. So it's extremely kaleidoscopic and fun and fast-moving and dynamic. I think that audience members, even those that are not accustomed to attending contemporary classical art music, will find this incredibly engaging. A third aspect of my vision for the festival is that everyone lives in Chicago. All the artists, all the composers. We have a few that have now moved out of town, but they had huge chapters of their life in Chicago. So it's all Chicago all the way. And I think what makes this fun is that if you come and attend Ear Taxi Festival, you will meet all these people. They're here. They live here. You can invite them for a coffee afterward or take them out the week following or go to their concerts the next time that group is presenting a concert. Commission a composer that you meet at the festival. In attending Ear Taxi Festival, you should feel very casual and comfortable. You can come in blue jeans. You can come in, you know, shorts and T-shirts, whatever you like. In addition, at Harris Theater, as you probably know, you can buy a beverage, a beer, a glass of wine, an alcoholic specialty drink, and you can bring it into the theater. So while you're listening to the groups, you can be enjoying a cocktail and come informally, meet the artists. I think it should be very engaging and fun. The ticket prices are incredibly low and not prohibitive at all.
Recognize his unique and solitary home.
Hi, I'm John Clare. I hope you enjoyed that preview and will tune in for the full show Sunday night at 10 o'clock on WBAA Classical at 101.3 FM and WBAA.org.